Welcome back here with the news at one. First, we go overseas to Ukraine, where government troops have launched an assault on pro-Russian rebels in the eastern city of Donetsk. Fighting is reported to be taking place at three locations, some of the clashes involving tanks. Civilians are fleeing areas of the city now under attack, some of them being taken out on buses operated by rebels. It's the first major outbreak of hostilities in the area since Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down last week. Ukraine's Prime Minister has offered to hand over the investigation into the downing of the aircraft, in which 298 people were killed. Arseniy Yatsenyuk said today that the Netherlands could lead the process. He was speaking at a news conference in Kiev.
Ukrainian government is ready to transfer an international investigation to our Dutch friends. Dutch side could lead the process of investigation together with the entire international community and Ukrainian authorities. We are ready to transfer all bodies directly to Amsterdam as one of the best well-equipped forensic laboratories located in Amsterdam.
Mr. Arseniy Yatsenyuk, Ukraine's Prime Minister, also said that the government in Kiev is convinced that the plane was shot down by what he termed professionals.
And President Putin is to realize is that enough is enough. This is not the conflict just between Ukraine and Russia. This is an international and global conflict. After they shot down MH17. So what we expect from Russia and from Russian regime? To de-escalate the situation, to withdraw their agents, to close the border, to stop to support this and to stick to international law and international obligations, and to present and unfold every information and every single evidence they have.
Arseniy Yatsenyuk speaking at a press conference earlier today. Meanwhile, the head of a Dutch forensic team has said he's hopeful that the train carrying the remains of some of the victims of flight MH17 should set off later today. OSCE monitors have been accompanied to the crash site by the forensic experts, who spoke to the media after inspecting the refrigerated carriages.
This is the second time we are on this site here today. The OSCE Special Monitoring Mission to Ukraine has now for the second time monitored the situation of the refrigerated wagons here. We have seen them opened, we have witnessed the body bags inside, and we have brought today along with us specialists from the Netherlands that arrived early this morning in Donetsk, and I would like now to pass on the floor to my colleague from the Netherlands for his first impressions here. Thank you.
I have watched the train and the wagons, and I think the storage of the bodies is good of quality. That's it. Thank you.
And that was the head of the Dutch forensic team at the site of the downed airliner MH17. We can talk now to Julian Borger, diplomatic editor at The Guardian newspaper. Julian Borger, perhaps first to look at Mr. Yatsenyuk's offer there that the investigation into this, the downing of airliner MH17, be taken over by Western partners, specifically the Netherlands. Is this likely to happen, do you think?
Well, I think de facto it would happen because it's the Netherlands and the international partners that have the capacity to carry out an investigation. So it is recognizing that de facto situation, but also take Ukraine out of the situation, and so it doesn't become a Russian-Ukraine situation. It becomes an issue between Russia, the separatists, and the Dutch and the other international investigators there. So they take themselves out of the equation. That should presumably help things move along.
And the head of the Dutch forensic team there reporting that the conditions in the refrigerated carriages where some of the remains of those killed are being stored are of sufficient professional standard. At this stage, what do you think we can piece together in the forensic investigation, given the widespread reported contamination of the crash site?
Well, that's exactly it. The crash site has been trampled over. It's been looted. Parts of the plane have been taken away. So in terms of an investigation site, it is heavily compromised, heavily very much in doubt in terms of what it can show. But there are so many other different sources of forensic evidence. There's satellite evidence, there are the intercepts. There will be eventually, presumably, if an investigation, a full investigation is allowed to go forward, witness statements. And so the state of the debris and the initial state of it as it fell to Earth, now that, you know, it is no longer accessible or a pure form, pure source of evidence. There are many other sources, and already there is mounting evidence that points towards the separatists, that points towards the so-called Buk missile system. And so, although the crash site has been compromised, it should not cripple the investigation.
You heard there Arseniy Yatsenyuk saying that handing over the investigation to international partners would be a part of a process of taking the heat out of the situation. Yet we have reports this lunchtime of an attack by government forces on Donetsk, striking into the heart of the city. They had been based at the airport, government forces there pushing back rebels. What are we to read into that?
It's a really chaotic situation because the Ukrainian National Security Council disowned the offensive on Donetsk and saying that it was the work of irregulars. Something different came out from the defense ministry, so it's a really confused situation. If it was a Ukrainian army attempt to seize the opportunity created by the downing of the Malaysian Airlines airliner, it seems extraordinarily ill-advised. But the situation at the moment is extremely murky.
Can we take at face value the remarks by Vladimir Putin that the investigators should be given untrammeled access to the crash site, but also appeals that this situation, this tragedy, not be used for political purposes?
Well, it's a bit late for him to say that since several 3 days have gone by without direct access, and with three most critical days have gone by, so it's obviously late to say that. It's an easy thing to say because the barriers and the obstruction put up by separatists on the ground can always be disowned by Moscow, but it's obviously necessary to sound as though that he is behind a full investigation, because you've got EU foreign ministers meeting tomorrow in Brussels to talk about new sanctions, and the anger caused by the obstruction to the investigators was really building up a head of steam behind their new sanctions. So that he had to say something. The question is, you know, whether these things will be followed through, or will we ever get Russian cooperation in terms of the movement of the missile systems in question? That will be the test. It seems at the moment very unlikely.
Okay, thanks indeed for that. Julian Borger, diplomatic editor at The Guardian newspaper there.